I can't just I know that Mary wrote a great thing down here about all these families, and some wrote their family history and told how their I don't know if you've seen this book. Well, this is the McDonald's.
What he was wearing in the mask breaking.
Well, I didn't know him. I mean, he wasn't very, you know, my other grandfather was more important, the Murrays. Mm-hmm. But these McDonald's were called McAllister McDonald's. Why, I don't know. I don't know why that was McDonald. But my grandfather Murray was a big, broad-shouldered, strong man. He was a big man. And he had money coming here. And actually, it was my grandmother's money. But he took it, and he's one that, you know. And then a lot of the buildings in Ripley, his money financed. And no interest. You know, he loaned money for no interest at all. They paid him, they just shook hands, and that's the way they did business. Everybody trusted each other, and everyone went to each other's places. But from the old country, people would come out. Now, there was some, I guess it was after the Indian Mutiny, soldiers were disbanding and coming out, and they would stay at my grandfather's. This before I was born, but I don't remember who they were, but I remember some of them because they came and stayed at our place later. But they would stay for the winter, and then go on and think they'd get a ranch up in the states, the northern states. Why, they had an idea that Oregon was a great place to raise sheep and things, I don't know. But they'd stay there. Mm-hmm. But my grandfather had five daughters, and he thought they were so beautiful. But anyway, he was very wary of these disbanded soldiers, you know. So he warned them that if they dared cast a lascivious eye on his beautiful daughters, he would shoot them and put them in the bush. Nobody would ever ask what became of them. And they were scared of him. I guess they might well be. But he started a lot of them out, you know, and sort of looked after his family. You know, they had a big tradition of paying debts of the grandsons or the daughter's husband, or, you know, he would see that they were looked after. We don't do that nowadays. And there was always old people in the house to be buried from his place, somebody with no home. Some old lady would be buried from there. When they came from the old country, well, my father was just five, and there was some girl, she'd be 14, and her name was Mary Gown. Her people died, and she was there with nobody, and my grandfather took her.
He died on the ship?
Yes, and she was buried at sea. Well, anyway, I don't know what became of the father. I never heard, but they both died, and she lived with them till she got married.
Very nice.
And but there was always somebody there, and he would, of course, they had to help, you know, because my grandmother wasn't supposed to do very much from the day she was 40. She was supposed to be too old to, expected to do it. That's the way they were, that old country idea.
What kind of businesses did your grandfather finance that were here?
Well, mostly building, mm-hmm. business blocks. And the son-in-law was the building contractor, John McPhail. He's pretty well known here. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I have a picture of my aunt. I've got to show you what she was like.